Hello?
Hi, this is Rebecca. I'm returning a callback request from XPO.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How may I assist you?
Well, I have a delivery coming tomorrow, and I got your delivery reminder call. But they on the call they said they're sending it to the wrong delivery address.
Well, let's see if we can get that worked out. What is the zip code at the wrong delivery address?
It of the wrong one. Four
Yes, sir.
four three would an order number help?
If you have a 06 number with some letters in it.
Nope, not that one.
Okay. What's the wrong zip code? Because we're only going to have so many orders in one zip code on Monday.
44333.
Thank you. It's scheduled for tomorrow.
Correct.
Give me just a moment. And I'm just waiting for that to load up. And then what's the name on the order?
Salvatore Monroe.
And then what is the bad address?
The bad address is 2357 Falmouth Road.
That's in Fairlawn.
That's correct.
All right, and what is the correct address?
The correct address is 4042 Gardner, Gardiner,
mm-hmm.
Run. And that's in Copley.
Okay.
44321.
Okay, so give me just a moment to take a look at the distance between those. And yeah, we got a bad address over from Best Buy on this order. I assume that's an older address of yours.
Well, that was just the billing address. It's so weird because while I was sitting there, we put in the two different addresses. Then Best Buy called me again, and they said we need the address again because it didn't transfer sometime. So I gave it to them again, and then now here we are again. So,
right,
I don't
they
know.
Didn't. Put your order back in. We've got two separate orders here, but well, no, it's the same order. It's just been rescheduled, but there was no update to the address on our end. But bear with me just a moment. I'm going to see what I can do. I just need to get some mileage information really quickly.
Okay.
Copy. And 24042 Gardner Run. That's 44321. Maps. Okay, so that's about what? That's not very far. Give me just a second. It's just when I make these last minute requests to these service providers, I want to give them as much information as I have.
So is it actually XPO coming or?
Yes, they use us to deliver and install for complex appliances. Just a second here. Directions, can we do that? I do apologize, Google Maps is just acting a fool. All
right.
It was me, I didn't type 2 correctly, there we go. Okay, so that is 12 minutes, 6 miles, 5 miles to East Ohio, 18 West. All right, bear with me just a moment. What I'm doing is getting the correct address over to the service provider.
Okay.
I'm not going to correct it on the order because it will then unroute your order, and we don't want to do that. But considering it's not a huge, like if you were in a different, you know, if you were super far away, that might be an issue. But I know that with our installers, they don't get paid unless they install the products, so they're not going to want any issue with that, and it still actually has it. It has it as Akron instead of Copley, so I'm going to put it what Google has it as because that's what they'll likely be using to locate you. 44321, copy, and correct address. All right, and I do apologize. There's just a few steps I got to take here.
New
piece of plain text. Enter. Oh, goodness, excuse me. Best Buy installation Cleveland, Salvatore Monroe. Paste. Ohio, Best Buy submitted. Billing address, correct address. Only 5 miles away. can you accommodate? Fix my typos. Okay. Bear with me just another moment. Because as soon as I let you off the line, I'll get the next call, and I want to make sure that I get all this transcribed properly. Customer, plain text, called after receiving. It's time frame call because I submitted the billing address rather than the delivery / install address. The correct address is listed below. And again, that is 4042 Gardiner Run, Akron, Ohio, 44321.
Copley, Ohio.
I know. I'm saying with Google, it's saying Akron, and that's what our guys are going to be using is likely a Google Maps program for their navigation.
Okay.
This is 12 minutes. This is only 12 minutes from the original billing address and only 5 miles off course. Please advise if you can accommodate, and if you cannot accommodate, please advise so that we may update the customer ASAP. But yes, normal case with this is they just get me an email back saying that they'll go to the correct address when you're that close to the incorrect one that was submitted.
Okay.
So I'm here for a little over an hour. If you want to give us a call back in the morning, the way that I do these is any supervisor and pretty much anyone that's taking these calls has access to this email distro, but I CC all the soups on here. So if the person that you're speaking to can't get you the answer that you need, ask to speak to a supervisor. They'll be able to check for a response to my email since my shift does not start until 12 p.m. your time.
So we're not going to have a confirmation from them until tomorrow morning?
I wouldn't expect it, but these do go directly to the service provider, the owner's cell phone. So I've seen stranger things happen. I just don't want to let you think that it's going to be tonight if I'm not. Like, maybe if it was a couple hours earlier, it might be possible, but I really don't see them not going out there because that's how they get paid. They don't get paid for not going to jobs. They get paid for each install that they complete.
So this, once again, though, these aren't third-party contractors. This is XPO employees.
We contract different installers in different areas. So we have long-standing relationships with these installers, but they are contracted.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then, so I'm taking the entire day off work tomorrow for this. So if they don't... You're telling me that this is a Best Buy issue, not your issue.
Yes, sir. We don't have your information in our system. We get it directly from Best Buy, and they have our number. So if that rep told you that this didn't go over easily, she could have called us, and we could have updated it before this ever got routed.
Oh, that's good to know. Because if the guys can't come tomorrow, then I just need to know who to call. So
definitely call Best Buy so they can resubmit the order with the corrected address. But, again, because you're so close to the one that was on the order originally, I really don't see them deciding not to do it. This is that time of year where they get packed real heavy, so they're not going to want to reschedule if they can avoid it. It's basically the time before Thanksgiving. So they try to get everything that they can done so that they're not working during the holidays or right up to them.
Okay. All right. So, well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. If I hear back within the hour, I'll give you a shout back. Otherwise, you're welcome to call. We're open at 6 a.m. I don't know. I would call around 9 or so your time and see if there's been a response to the email. And I will ask the service provider to please reach out.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for speaking with me here at XPO.
Right.
You take care.
Good night. Bye. Bye.